coming to you live ish this Wednesday morning from the beautiful rolling hills of the Eastern Township. I am your host, Matt McCray. You've tuned in to 88.9. That means one thing and one thing only. You're listening to the show. Today's topics include NFL Week 5 action. We talk Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. We talk a little bit of the Gruden brothers. We talk some NBA as that kicks up. Kyle Lowry gets a new deal and gets paid. Domi turns Kapanen into a meme on the internet last Saturday night. MLB playoff races have already started heating up. The World Series is just around the corner. We've got best Thanksgiving foods on the menu. We talk BU golf. We talk BU football. We talk BU athletes of the week. We've got a full moon coming to you on the 13th of October. Ow! All that and more here on the show.
I don't have a disco in here. I don't have a disco. Well, let's all start dancing. Yeah. Say this, man. I'm 56 years old. That's the most fun I've ever had tonight, man. I am so proud of you. You have no idea. I mean, we've been through a roller coaster already, but what you proved today is one thing. You can beat anybody, anywhere, on any time zone. You got it. We're going to have a great flight home. We have some injuries. I want everybody to have a great bye week. You have a whole week off.
Love y'all, man, so much. Now let's get home. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win!
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
About your job and what's your concern about hanging on to this job?
Nobody's told me anything, and I don't have a concern. I'll just wait and see. My key work's on Monday. Keep working. Go attack the Miami Dolphins and plan on getting our first win next week. I've been provided ample opportunity to succeed around here. I got good players. I got a good staff. We just haven't produced on Sundays or Monday.
Screw you. You're fired.
And we're back. You're fired. That's not a shot or anything at Jay Gruden. I mean, he was the coach there for 6 years. He kind of got dogged there. At the beginning was to the very opposite ends. The Gruden brothers, one ecstatic dancing as he had led a huge comeback win. That'd be John Gruden for the Oakland Raiders. In London, the huge comeback gives his team the week off. They're unexpectedly doing very well. And the polar opposite, his brother Jay Gruden. We heard him in the press conference there. He didn't know if he had a job. They made him come in the next morning at 5 a.m. And the owner of the Washington football team, Daniel Snyder, let him go at 5 a.m., letting him know that his services would no longer be needed. Whew. Things just not good in Washington. It all stems down to the fight back against changing the team name. Just shows what kind of terrible owner Daniel Snyder is. If you want to do your research on him, I'm not going to go any more into it, but he's just not a very good dude. So one of the Gruden brothers is out in the NFL. The other Gruden brother is celebrating. Without a further ado, speaking of celebrating, let's get this party started and kick it off with first and 10. Number one, sticking with football. Kansas City Chiefs lose to the Indianapolis Colts over the weekend. Does that just prove that there's parity in the NFL? I agree. I think it just goes to show that you never know who's going to win any game in the NFL. Some teams, Miami, Washington, are really, really bad. But 2019 seems to be the year of the backup QB. Lots of good stories of backups coming through. And week 5, week 6, you really get a sense of what team is good. You know what's strong about them, if they have a good defense, a good offense, or a good mix of both. New England Patriots, still the talk of the town. But offensively, you can see why they were looking for more wide receivers. The cupboard is pretty bare, and his injuries kind of strike them down. The absence of one, Mr. Rob Gronkowski. Burkhead was out hurt. Sony Michel looked good this weekend. They have James White in the backfield. It's just kind of obvious when they're going to run the ball. So again, if they do need that one extra weapon. Now, if everyone yelling at your radio because I'm a diehard kind of Homer Patriots fan, I apologize. But everybody else, the Chiefs losing, no time to panic. You know they're going to lose two or three games this season. But Mahomes has not looked as sharp in the last couple weeks. Even the Cowboys not looking as good. the clapper, Jason Garrett really in the headlines. But the Packers, they looked okay. We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady at their press conferences a little later on in the show today. Just some cool customers, two of our favorites here, friends of the show. Just congratulations to them as they had two big wins. But, you know, just anybody can win any given Sunday or Monday in the NFL, and 2019 has proven that, especially what shook out in week 5. Two, speaking with the Gruden brothers, was that fair of Jay Gruden to get fired at 5 a.m. the next day? No, that's just cold. I mean, I know he had an 0-5 record. You could have done it another way. Washington just waited until the game after the Patriots when they knew they were going to lose to fire Gruden. Jay Gruden, not John Gruden, let him go. And now they got a new coach coming in to face the Miami Dolphins, a game they could possibly win. What a stink fest. Whoever's going to watch that on TV, find something else better to do than watch that game. Terrible. Moving to the NBA. The defending Larry O'Brien championship trophy winners, your Toronto Raptors, just signed Kyle Lowry to a one-year extension. $31 million. So now that locks up the shooting guard for the Toronto Raptors until 2021. I think this is the worst deal in the NBA, to be honest. That means the Raptors, in counting this year and then next year, it was his last year of a contract, they paid Kyle Lowry $64.3 million. He's 33 years old. Wow, that's a lot of money for a guy who doesn't try that hard. I'm sorry. He did great. They won the championship. He was what, the fourth, fifth most important player? Do we remember when he opened the playoffs, he had 0 points in a game? Do we know how much we're paying this guy? I mean, that money should at least go to keeping Gasol, someone with experience, someone who's known as a grinder. They ended up winning the World Cup of Basketball with Spain, just proving how good he is at both ends of the floor. Give that money to Spicy P. Give that money to Van Vliet. Oh, I just haven't liked Lowry since he was with the Rockets. I'm sorry. I know he's the longest running tenured Raptor now. So this is pretty much a, hey, you helped win a championship. You stuck with us in the bad years. Does anybody remember his grumpy news conferences? His best friend, DeMar DeRozan, gets traded. He's not happy about it. He's not talking to the media. No, now let's reward him. That's just awful. Oh, head shake. This is one of the first times that the Raptors have made a move that I've adamantly disagreed with. I mean, I just think it's bad. I didn't like to see Valanciunas go last year, but I understood it. I don't understand this. I really don't. Ugh, the Raptors are—they're—they're in trouble. They're in trouble. Moving on. Number 4. I'm getting fired up in 1st and 10. Kapanen becomes a new meme on the internet thanks to Mr. Max Domi. After he, Kapanen, the defenseman for the Leafs, broke his stick, threw it at the Montreal Canadiens. This is the Saturday night huge comeback win by the Canadiens, winning in a shootout. Kapanen said he didn't know that it was a rule. Well, one, if your stick is broken, you have to drop it out of your hand immediately, so that's a penalty. But two, by throwing it at the player with the puck, that's automatic stoppage of play and a penalty shot. He did not know that. He should have known that. He's an NHLer. He should have his egg on his face. Had Petrie go in, score a huge goal for the Canadiens. Gallagher with a huge game. Weber, huge game. Price, huge game. So happy hockey's back. Oh, yeah. Oh, from excited to fired up here, I got to regain my bearings. Okay, what about the NHL as well? Malkin is now out longer term than they thought with a lower body injury. Not so good for the Pittsburgh Penguins, the aging Penguins, with the Sid the Kid is now Sid the middle-aged man. So they're aging with their superstars, and Malkin being out cannot be great news for them. Speaking of aging superstars, Jason Spezza versus Mike Babcock in Toronto. Keep an eye on that. Beginning of the season, Spezza was a healthy scratch against his former team, the Ottawa Senators. Then they were playing back in Toronto, scratched again. You can really see the tour butting head. Spezza was only supposed to play like a fourth line center kind of experience, mentor kind of role. And him and Babcock really are not getting along. Keep an eye on that story as the NHL season progresses. Number 5, as we inch closer to the World Series, October baseball is in full swing. Thoughts so far? You know, every team isn't going to sweep. We're dealing with the playoff teams that come through. You never know who's going to win a series. Again, Atlanta, St. Louis, seeing those two teams go head-to-head. Whoever comes out of that series is going to really contend. I mean, the Astros finally looked human in their third game when they played Tampa Bay, merely because they didn't have Verlander or Cole on the mound. Ooh, just Zach Greinke, but he got roughed up a little bit. Depth in pitching in the playoffs, you only need two good starters to really ride and rotate going further. Clayton Kershaw, who has struggled in the postseason, he's really, you know, Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. Sometimes he's been good, sometimes he's been bad. So the Dodgers haven't swept like everyone thought that they would. R-E-L-A-X, relax. It's a long postseason even for baseball. A really long regular season, 182 games. The postseason is long. We're getting into the seven-game series now. So everyone just has to settle down, and we'll see. Talent will prevail. So again, Yankees and Astros look destined for each other. Hopefully the Dodgers. And again, we'll see who comes out of the other side. But it's October baseball. The leaves are turning. We're picking apples. Halloween is just around the corner. Before Halloween, we've got Thanksgiving this weekend. Is this not the best time of the year? I know that was my titanium take of the townships, but gosh, what a great time to be talking sports on a sports show. Number six. Speaking of sports on a Canadian sports talk show, what are your NHL early season thoughts? Well, you know, I'm going to go obscure. I'm not going to talk too much about the Montreal Canadiens, but just if anybody saw that story, side story has nothing to do with being on the ice. Jonathan Drouin getting those extra tickets for his teammate Nick Suzuki, knowing give you guys the backstory. Suzuki could only get four tickets for his family. They were playing in Toronto. He knew he needed six to get his whole entire larger family kind of in to sit down in the Suzuki section. And Drouin kind of chipped in, got him the extra two tickets. Often players are reserved a certain amount of tickets, but it's harder, especially at a visiting team rink, to get those tickets. Well, Drouin having a lot more in the bank account than the young rookie, remembered what it was like. So he chipped in and got Suzuki's family some awesome seats, and they got to see one heck of a comeback with, again, did I mention the Montreal Canadiens won 6-5 in a shootout? Coming back from down 4-1 in the third period. Goal after goal after goal, just unrelenting. They even had the lead for a bit. Then Captain Underpants came back to score for them to tie the game. But just a OT thriller for your Montreal Canadiens defeating the Toronto Maple Leafs. I know those are the two primary teams that are cheered for here in Township, so I'll just give a little play to that. But other than that, so happy hockey's back. I mean, it's still so early. It's hard to tell what teams are going to contend and who's going to do well where. But again, depth, if you're already getting injuries and there's already dissension in the ranks, that's not a good sign for your franchise. Look for Montreal to make the playoffs. There's my declaration. Number seven, NBA thoughts. A lot of thoughts. Asking for me, a lot of my thoughts today. My producers, did they put a lot of thought into my questions, or did they just go, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Pick it up over there, boys. Okay, here we go. NBA thoughts. Lakers are going to be better than everybody thinks. LeBron James thinks that he looks like a kid that just unwrapped a new present for Christmas, getting to play with a very healthy, very motivated Anthony Davis. So look for the Lakers to do well. Kawhi and the Clippers are going to do well. With all the teams changing, all the landscape, it's a video game now. So we'll see. In this player empowerment era, it's been no more evident than in the NBA. So we'll see how it works out for these boys. If you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. Fortunately, basketball is the sport where one individual player can make the biggest impact on his team. You only have six starters. So, it's all about power duos, right? I was talking about that yesterday. If you've got a strong two, that's a strong enough core. In Miami, they thought the big formula was the big three. It turned out there's only one basketball. So Chris Bosh kind of had to take a secondary role, becoming a big man three-point shooter, getting the occasional, you know, rebound, being there for defense. So I think the formula now, it's all empowered duos. So you've got the two duo scorers. At least that's what they're hoping in Houston. Although they've got bigger problems now with the Chinese problem that Daryl Morey opened his Twitter fingers into getting them so hot water. We'll talk about that a little later on the show. I'll go on to explain that, creating an international controversy. Morey, the GM for the Houston Rockets, could potentially be costing his team millions upon millions of dollars. There's a lot of There's a lot of politics to smooth out over there, all in one 13-word tweet. Maybe send Rodman back over there to negotiate and get back on their good side. Speaking of good sides, number 8. What are the best Thanksgiving foods? Thanksgiving is right around the corner. It is this weekend. A lot of people are coming home to family. Speaking of good, I'm not just talking sides here, though. I mean, you got to go turkey, but just to be more specific, white meat. Some people think it's too dry. What is your problem? White meat of turkey is amazing. Just smothered in gravy. Number 2, stuffing. Number 3, pie. Any kind, pumpkin, whipped cream, or chocolate. No, not that picky. Number 4, I'd say the unsung hero of the dish that really go well with mashed potatoes, which I haven't mentioned here yet either. So maybe I'll put it as a power duo. 4, I'm going to go squash and mashed potatoes. And then rounding out the list at number 5, I'm going to say dark meat on turkey. We got veggies. Oh, such a good time of the year. And people don't often talk about this, but being Canadian, isn't it kind of like we get 2 Thanksgivings? Because we have our own Canadian Thanksgiving. We've got awesome shows on the CTV, CBC, on Global. We have a holiday. We don't go to work. But then when American Thanksgiving rolls around, I don't know what you do for a vocation or a job. If your employment relies at all on being in the States, they're shut down for the long weekend, Thursday, Friday. So chances are you get a little mini holiday there. So we get awesome TV a little later on at the end of November when American Thanksgiving rolls around. But here, halfway through October, we get Canadian Thanksgiving. Then we get super fun Halloween where we get to dress up. We have Remembrance Day on the 11th. We get to go out to a Legion and kind of hang out with the branch members there and support. All kinds of great things going on at this time of the year. I'm getting excited again. I apologize. I just love this time of year. Moving on. Nine. What is all this golf talk? Well, for those of you who don't know, it's going to be Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and Hideki Matsuyama are going to be participating. That's going to be October 21st in Japan. So it's going to be a skins game. So in comparison to the other games, I mean, they're playing for $350,000. So most holes are going to be worth $10,000 or $20,000, and the 18th hole is going to be worth $100,000. If that doesn't sound like a lot of money to you in normal terms, it's not really compared to what, I mean, Rory won. I mean, he won 30 times that in the last event over there. But what it has to do with is Tiger Woods signed that huge deal with Discovery last year, which also is owned, financially involved, would we say, with Golf TV. So that's a $2 billion deal with the PGA Tour to deliver golf content direct to consumers in 220 markets outside the United States. And this is because the PGA Tour has sanctioned this event. It can be shown on the Golf Channel in U.S. markets. So there's going to be some surprises in there, and it's going to be more fun. They're going to be trying to think outside the box, put the guys in different golf situations. Obviously, they're going to be mic'd up. This, again, is just another extension of when we saw Tiger versus Phil, that big $9 million match in Las Vegas last Thanksgiving. So, again, it's going to be October 21st. And you're going to get to see Tiger Woods, you're going to get to see Rory, you'll get to see Jason Day, and the hometown boy over in Japan, Hideki Matsuyama. So be sure to check that out. Other things coming up in October, not even sports related. We got a full moon on the 13th of October. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be awesome. Moving on. Number 10. How did the BU golf team finish this year? Actually, I didn't talk about this. It happened almost a week ago. It happened just at the conclusion of recording of last week's show. So it was one of those unfortunate overlaps. So they finished in 3rd place at the event. What does that mean? That means they're nationals bound for a 3rd straight year. So very proud of that group. Special shout out goes to Anthony Gosselin, Benjamin Chase, Jared Dandy, he's a dandy, Felix Boucher, and Ben Lowe, who did shoot nice and low. Looks like a 156, Ben Chase a 145, Anthony Gosselin 155, Dandy 172, and Boucher 163. So big congratulations to them. They came out on the 3rd day. They shot 2nd best day of the 3rd day, as well as a couple of All-Stars. Chase and Gosselin were named 2nd team All-Stars. And the accolades just keep you rolling in for these young men. Anthony Gosselin, Ben Chase, co-BU Provigo Robert Lafont Athletes of the Week, sharing that honor with women's soccer player Mihana Hines. So big congratulations goes out to them. Big congratulations goes out to the BU golf team. The coaches, Coach Rourke and Coach Smith, put a lot of time and effort in there, and as do those boys out on the golf course. So a huge congratulations to them. Good luck to them next year at Nationals as they go for a third straight time. They represent the purple, the gray, and the Estrie. So proud. So again, as their season wraps up this year in 2019, best of luck to them in the next year. And that concludes our first and 10. So we're going to jump right in to our first musical interlude, which is Dingo's flashback track. I won't give you the name of it now, only on the back of the break. But this is coming from the Dingo. Here on 88.9 CJMQ, you're listening to The Show.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Living just to find emotion. High. and somehow Gregor tries to put me down and says his school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. So be true to your school.
Close to the halfway point of the show. Just before that, we had our newest segment, the hottest segment sweeping the townships. That's Dingo's flashback track. And yes, Dingo is a real person. What the Dingo does is he chooses a flashback track for each episode, brand new episode of the show, and I play it for you, and has to do something a little bit with something going on in First and Ten. So that last ditty that we heard was from The Journey and Steve Perry. And coming back from the break in honor of the Bishop's University golf team and the Bishop's University athletes that may be experiencing a small hangover after homecoming weekend, that was the Beach Boys with Be True to Your School. So again, congratulations to everybody out there. We're getting here to the halfway point of the show. For those regulars, my regular listeners, the millions and millions of the show's fans that are tuned in, just waiting for David Guetta and Sia, I might as well hit my music and we'll jump right into the titanium take of the townships here on 88.9 CJMQ, The Cube.
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose, far away, far away, ricochet, you take your aim.
What a good song. Oh, so today's titanium take of the townships is basically just an explanation of why I feel sports are so crucial and the pivotal role that they play in today's culture and society. So it's election time. I'm not going to talk any politics or any of that here on a sports show, that's for sure. But what I really want to do is just bring to your attention the importance of sport and athletics in schools and just in kids' lives as they grow up. I mean, it teaches kids, it promotes teamwork, hard work, physical fitness, what ability is, what practice time does, nutrition, just getting involved. And it really starts at a very young age. So it's very, very crucial. A lot of time in this new day and age, people get pigeonholed into one sport at way, way too early. My son's going to be a hockey player, and all he does is play hockey from the age of 7, 8, 6 years old on. I don't think that's right. You don't get to learn all different elements of sports. Different sports involve different number of teammates. Something like golf is very, very individual. Something like hockey or basketball or football takes a lot of teamwork working together. So again, I think it's pivotal that kids play all kinds of sports. They get out there with their friends, try all kinds of new things, make everything a learning experience, try to make everything as fun as possible. I have my own thoughts about the participation ribbon era of our culture, that everyone gets a ribbon just for trying. I think it's very important for everybody to feel included, but also there should be an element of reward for those that do excel. Not sticking on just growing up with kids, but just live events for sports in cities. I mean, on a smaller scale here, we had homecoming weekend. You could feel the vibrant energy. You could feel that the town just excited about live sports going on in the town on the Friday night when the football game's going on. Speaking of which, October 11th, 7 p.m., your Bishop's University Men's Gators, their last home game of the 2019 season, kicks off 7 p.m., Friday Night Lights, yours truly on the PA system. What? That's a little self-promotion in there. But moving back on, when live events, if you look at a bigger city like Montreal, when you got the Montreal Canadiens in town, take it even a step further. Look at the NFL. Look at Dallas Cowboys when they're playing in the city of Dallas. There's only one thing that's going on. It kind of gives a lifeblood. It gives a togetherness of the city. It gives a common goal for everyone to cheer together against. What's not better than in the spring when the Canadiens are thriving in the playoffs and moving deeper and deeper? You see all the flags on the cars and energy, people waving at each other. You see hats. You see jerseys. You see everybody excited, and that has to do with sports being in a town. So sports are a representation or a reflection sometimes of real life. It's very, very important. So not only does it keep you in shape by playing sports and taking part in sports or by going and cheering for sports, it gives you your inclusion. There's just so many different levels to it, and that's why it's so great. So today, here in your titanium take of the townships, nothing really controversial, nothing really funny, kind of a serious take today. Let's just take today to be thankful. We have Thanksgiving coming up this weekend. To be thankful for sports and all it's given us in our lives. I know it's been a truly enriching experience from my high school years, my tentative years, all the way into now. I have some of the best nights playing sports with my friends or even watching sports with my friends. Whatever you get out of it, enjoy it. Be thankful for it. Have a great long weekend. And that'll conclude my fall titanium take of the townships. Yeah. My music. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Far away, ricochet, you take your aim. Far away, shoot me down, bow and bow. I am titanium. Such a feeling that my love, I can hide.
Who would I rather have caddy for me at Tour Event?
None of the above.
Hideki, I get along with him great.
I would rather caddy for Jason Day.
Tiger's getting too old now. And Rory is too aggressive.
Whoa.
Who would I want to steal a part of their game? Oof.
I'd like to steal Rory's driving from his game.
For me, it would be hitting it the way Rory hits it. I'd rather steal a part of Tiger's game, his iron play. Oh, granted, I love the way J-Day puts it too.
Is that good? Yeah.
Who would I want to cook a meal for me?
I think Tiger would be terrible. Rory, I don't think he's ever cooked in his life.
I would rather have Tiger cook a meal for me.
I think I'd go with Hideki because he's Japanese and they cook some good food. Who would I rather be stuck in the lift with? Me and Tiger, because I think we go back and forth pretty good.
With Hideki, because at least it would be some nice peace and quiet.
Any one of the three that doesn't have gas.
I would rather not face Jason in a long drive competition because he does hit it the longest out of the three.
That's pretty simple. Rory.
Who would I rather not face? That's an easy one. That's Rory.
Stupid how far he hits it.
But I'm not scared of any of them.
I would rather not share a hotel room with... Heading more towards Tiger, so I would say Tiger.
I'd rather not share a hotel room with Tiger because he can't sleep.
Who would I want to have on my side in a fight?
That's an easy one, Tiger.
I would rather have Hideki.
Welcome back to the show. That was our titanium take of the Townships, followed by a little ditty by the Beatles. I Wanna Hold Your Hand, as well as hyping up the new Japanese Skins game. There's an interview with some questions given to Roy McIlroy, Tiger Woods, Jason Day. Hideki wasn't part of that little package, probably because he doesn't speak very good English. But he's supposed to be a funny guy too, so we'll see how he interacts with the gang. Again, that's not coming up until later in October, but we're previewing it now because why not? We got some golf to talk about here in the fall. So I promised it earlier as we are making our way through yet another show. Man, time really flies when you're having fun. So without further ado, I won't talk your ear off too much. I talked a lot the first half. So here I'm going to jump and let the greats be great. I want to let you listen to some of the boys, Mr. Thomas Brady and one Mr. Aaron Charles Rogers, both speaking after their victory. Brady talking about his knee brace, how he kind of slid awkwardly. People thought he got hurt. Everyone collectively grabbed their hearts and their chest thinking Brady was hurt, but no, just a little turf wedged into the brace there. And then Aaron Rodgers, just how much he likes playing in Dallas, playing against them Cowboys. Their success in running the ball. They're running back 4 touchdowns, even with missing Devontae Adams. So without further ado, I'm not going to talk about it very often, very much. Let me just throw it to the boys. One Mr. Thomas Brady and one Mr. Aaron Charles Rogers.
That was pretty amazing. That felt like a home game. And right from the time that we got to the hotel yesterday afternoon till we ran in after the game, that was pretty sweet. So we appreciate all the support down here. And good to come down here and get a win in front of them.
But how good was that? I think you guys are 11-0 since he's come to the league when he rushes for a touchdown.
Good. We're going to start him off and just give him the ball and put him in the end zone in the first quarter, and then everyone go home. Well, the sod gets stuck inside of the brace, so it's jammed. It's like turf just stuck. So it's trying to push it out, but it's it's like super glued in there. So
Josh Norman helping out there.
Yeah, that was, I would appreciate it. That, it looked probably pretty bad because it just stops. But the metal of the brace on the side just digs into the turf. And I should slide on my right side, but on the turf, it usually doesn't do that. So, but on the grass, it sometimes it sticks.
Tom, what do you think the running
game? Got to get a new brace.
He was running well. You know, his typical style, slasher, cutbacks, breaking tackles. You know, I thought it was a great game for him. He was obviously the hot hand and got a lot of touches down the red zone and finished those up nicely.
You like playing in this building?
Yeah, I had some fun around here. Four fun ones.
The offense early in the year, first three games, not so hot. The last 4 weeks, it's been quite the center. What do you think's going on there right now?
Well, I think today was the run game. Last week, you know, we threw it pretty effectively. But I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage well. You know, we ran the ball well. We really just had the one sack, and the other one I just kind of gave myself up, so I didn't have to use timeout. But, yeah, I think it was just a little better tempo, you know, a little better job with what was working. You know, we stuck with a run today, especially in the red zone. And last week, you know, we were aggressive throwing the ball.
Could you have envisioned coming in, putting up this many points without having your best receiver?
Not necessarily, no. I knew it was going to be tough without Devontae, but, you know, I felt good about the way I was moving in the pocket and extended plays and you know, taking care of the ball. I had a couple good throws kind of get going. Didn't really make any stupid mistakes, and obviously Jonesy running the ball helped out a lot.
Been a wonderful audience, a wonderful listener. You may have just recognized there, that is the Survivor TV anthem to the very, very, very popular 20 years plus running now show Survivor. Tune in every Wednesday night. Ooh, tonight on Global, 8 o'clock, you can check out the Survivor Island of Idols season with the same host, Jeff Probst. And we have returning champions Sandra and Boston Rob acting as idols to the new contestants. There was 20 brand new contestants on the show. We're only a couple weeks in. Still not too late to jump in. Jump in and get in there. All the shows are on Global Online if you do need to catch up. We got Big Brother Canada 8. Audition process is going to be rolling through the city of Montreal on the October 19th schedule. Check your local listings for all you reality TV fans out there. Now, I'm not only playing the Survivor music because Survivor is awesome and it's one of the best reality shows out there, and this season is really heating up at Tribal Council. Some awesome blindsides last week. Tune in again just to see the face on the woman who was deemed queen of camp get blindsided by the rest, the freaks and the geeks and the nerds in the tribe. Something just strangely gratifying about that. So, without further ado, that's going to lead me into another new-ish segment, which is the Survivor pick of the week. So before I jump into my Survivor football pick of the week, you got to hit my theme song. I got theme music for that too, right? Beyonce and Destiny's Child. Hit it.
I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna survive it. Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna be it.
That's awesome. Okay, so my Survivor pick of the week, as I said before, you just always have to pick who the Dolphins are playing against. Although it's been complicated. They had a bye week last week, so I gave you my choice. Ended up coming through. Fly, Eagles, fly. This week, my Survivor pick of the week, stick with the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson. They're going to be playing against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the Ravens are okay. They're a good team. They're not a great team. They're a good team. The Bengals are an awful team. They've got all kinds of injuries. Why can't we pick the Dolphins this week? Because they're playing the Redskins. So it's Washington against Miami in what might be one of the worst matchups. With bad teams, never pick a bad team or a team with a bad quarterback. Yes, I'm even still staying away from teams like Chicago. You got Mitchell Trubisky. And then you're dealing with Chase Daniels being the replacement quarterback in there. I've even stuck away from Gardner Minshew to start when it's a backup quarterback or just a bad quarterback. Who are bad quarterbacks? Guys like Kirk Cousins, terrible. Case Keenum, terrible. Stay away from betting on teams like that. The golden rule is if you're betting on a team or you're picking a team to win, and if that team falls down 14-0, are you still confident that that team has the ability to come back? If you got Tom Brady, you got Aaron Rodgers, guys like Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, those are your boys. Those are your golden ponies to ride all the way to the end. So again, my Survivor pool pick of the week for football is look to those Baltimore Ravens to get back into the win column and prove they are a good, not great, not elite, but good NFL team against the Cincinnati Bengals, who unfortunately are starting to look a lot more like the Bengals of old and the Bungles of Cincinnati.
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! I mean, thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys.
That might be my favorite audio clip on the entire internet. It's still real to me, damn it. Take it easy there, man. For any wrestling fans out there, that's just a little nod to a YouTube clip of someone talking to the legendary Terry Funk Jr. and some old school wrestlers. So I've talked a lot of wrestling on the show, but again, it's been in the social stream, in the consciousness. Not only is Tyson Fury, we got Cain Velasquez making an appearance, the last man to beat Brock Lesnar for a heavyweight title in the UFC back in 2010. He's making an appearance. You had a controversial ending to a pay-per-view, of course, on Sunday. I think, what was that called? Hell in the Cell? I'm not really sure. But the reason I'm just bringing up wrestling again, AEW on Wednesday nights, it kicked butt in the ratings. It looks to do even more. It might be the real deal in competition coming Vince McMahon's way. So look for him to not panic, but really try to shift things into a deeper gear. But what I want to talk about is my favorite thing coming up in wrestling in the wintertime, and that's the Royal Rumble. So the Royal Rumble match is the best pay-per-view in all of WWE. So if you get a chance to check it out, I guess they don't even do pay-per-views anymore, do they? I don't know. But if you get a chance to check it out, check out the Royal Rumble this year. It's going to be at Houston at Minute Maid Park. Royal Rumble 2020, upcoming professional, January 26, 2020 in Houston. They might be celebrating the Astros winning the World Series title. So if you get a chance to check it out, check it out. I know it's wrestling, but take it with a grain of salt. Boxing isn't as big as it was in the past. I mean, boxers are showing up there now. The UFC seems to be losing some of its gusto. Some of their stars are starting to appear in wrestling now. So again, it's being in the conscious, it's in the mentality of the public. So just check it out. It's still real to me, damn it. Take it easy there, man. Thank you. So as we come, my producers are laughing. So as we come here into the final 10 minutes of the show. I'd like to thank you again very much for joining me. I'm feeling much better. I battled through a pretty nasty chest cold. For those of you who have been sick out there or have family members that are sick, it's a great time of year just to remember hand sanitizer. Keep it close by. Keep some tissues, some hankies close by. Wash your hands a lot. Even wash the foods you eat a lot. Apples, your salads, rinse. Give everything a good rinse. And my nutritional tip of the day today, try 2 hard-boiled eggs in the morning for breakfast. It's a little protein pill to get your day started, something not quite as heavy, which may pay dividends into your diet later on into the day. There's your health tip of the day. So this concludes yet another double week of shows. If you want to listen to some piping hot brand new content, tune into 88.9. I'm your host, Matt McRae, where you can listen to me 6 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday nights, and again with a brand new episode Wednesday from 11 a.m. to noon. There's some re-airs on there if you want to check those out and check out the times. Also, if you want to just support the radio station, www.cjmq.fm. That's the Cube 88.9. You can go on there and all kind of fun things to do. There's the Cube survey that you can fill out. We've got weather. We've got world news. We've got announcements. For instance, there's a Christmas bazaar that's coming up. You got community consultations. We got events going on for the classic department at Bishop's University. All that kind of information. We got the Cube top tracks, the world news, national news, Quebec news. Again, be sure to tune in to any of our shows, support any of our shows, become a member today. That's www.cjmq.fm. I've been your host, Matt McRae. You've been listening to my favorite show on the radio, because it's my show. It's the show.
Candle calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your hand to me. Once I come along and down by the let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the handin' and just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the henna now just around.